There is no other agency like the EPA. It should really be renamed the Job Killing Organization of America.
Because, brothers, it's a fact. If we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground.
I gotta tell you, I miss crazy Michelle Bachmann. And look, I mean, at least she was fun. I mean, off on the deep end, yes, but at least fun. I mean, I look at the debates that we've had for the last 18 months, and last night included, mean-spirited and nasty and, you know, name-calling. Last night, Donald Trump winding up with a "she's a nasty woman" comment. It's kind of nuts. I guess it shows in the polls, and the hope is come November 8th there will be a flogging happening. But last night, one of the things that, again, you know, caught my attention was that one candidate's talking about how we solve problems, the other, not so much. And to me, the climate, to me, the economy, to me, those things are really important. And there was a moment in the debate last night, Hillary, for about 2 minutes, talked about her vision for the economy and the idea of moving us towards an economy that, well, maybe isn't going to destroy the environment. But here to talk a little bit about how maybe we get to that point is Maya Van Rossum. She's the leader of the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. Their website, DelawareRiverkeeper.org. We've got a link at TheRickSmithShow.com. Maya, thanks for taking time for us.
I appreciate being here.
So last night, you know, there wasn't much on the climate, but a little bit. There was a little thought that, you know, we can create jobs by moving to a more friendly environmental policy, I thought.
Yeah, and in the first debate and the third debate, we did hear a little bit of discussion about moving towards a clean energy future. And the fact is, a clean energy future, if you're concerned about jobs and the economy, that's the way you want to go, because clean energy creates jobs.
Now, what we hear from the extreme right, and I'm sure the Michelle Bachmanns of the world, because the EPA is a job killer, I'm sure you know that, that we can't possibly fuel our economy, we can't possibly fuel, you know, turn the lights on and do all that stuff with renewable energy, because the sun goes to bed at night and it's dark.
Yeah, when the opponents of clean energy say that, they're just flat out lying. I mean, the truth is, in terms of the sun going down, when the sun's going down in one region, it's going up in another. When the wind stops blowing in one area, it starts blowing in another. And there are multiple reports, including a report that my organization just released last week, that show how each state across the nation and the nation as a whole could be entirely supported by clean energy options by the year 2050. And in so doing, save money, save lives, and create jobs. That's the reality. The EPA is a job creator. It's a job engine, and it's a job engine we need and we want.
I'm right there with you. I mean, at the end of the day, the idea of building wind turbines and making solar panels and doing all that stuff and the work that goes into putting them on people's houses like mine. I have solar panels on our house, which we create almost half of our electricity. Thank you from the sun. I'd love to do more. But I look at what the state of Pennsylvania has done, Maya, and we've got some ideologues running our General Assembly who are decidedly anti-renewable energy. And, you know, they basically crushed the Sunshine Fund and the solar industry here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it really is a crime what is happening in Pennsylvania. And it's not just that we're advancing regulations and policies and funding mechanisms that put clean energy at a disadvantage. But, you know, wholesale on the other side, it's everything is being done by the Pennsylvania legislature or a vast majority of it to advance fracked gas. And we know that fracking is not just harming jobs, if that's what people are concerned about, but it's harming lives, right? It's polluting people's drinking water. It's polluting the air. It's depriving people of the use and enjoyment of their property. It's reducing property values. It really is devastating lives. And, the comparison, again, if we go down the clean energy path, not only do we create the energy we need, but we also create that healthy future for everyone, whether we're talking about the health of people's bodies, the health of the quality of their life, or the health of, you know, them having a job into the future that's sustainable. Because in addition to all the devastation that fracked gas is causing, we also know, the experts know, the industry even acknowledges that just in a few short decades, fracked gas is going to be gone. And if we keep investing in all of this drilling and fracking and keep ourselves entirely dependent on, upon a fracked gas future, then when the gas is gone just 20 years down the road, we are going to be totally dependent upon foreign sources of energy, but it's going to be the clean energy options, because all those other countries like China, Malaysia, India, Germany, they're smart. They are going full force on trying to develop clean energy technology. And here in Pennsylvania, we're just staying in the backwards fossil fuel age.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're absolutely right. In fact, Germany is one of those places that's way ahead of us. As my kids remind me, it's dumb that the Walmart down the road or the supermarket down the road, that they don't have solar panels on their roofs. It's dumb that these giant billboards we have on the side of the road aren't solar panel driven and aren't solar panels themselves collecting the sun and being able to create energy. It just seems like what we need is a national policy, someone to put this forth, because I look at a backward state like our legislature here in Pennsylvania, who they've decided, you know, frack is their way. They've doubled down on that. How do we the people rise up in this? Because personally, I was told the natural gas, the gas was a transition fuel to get us to where we, I think both of us, want to go. It just doesn't seem like we're getting to that next point of where we want to go.
Yeah, the language that frack gas is a bridge fuel, I mean, that is just totally false. That's just false marketing from the industry. And they have used it very effectively to keep states like Pennsylvania, where there is Marcellus Shale, to keep us dependent upon that fossil fuel strategy, which is just so devastating in so many ways. The thing is that the technology really is here today. As you said, you have solar panels on your roof. I have solar panels on my roof just outside of Philadelphia, as well as geothermal to help with the heating. And I have an entirely electric house. And we need policies and programs in Pennsylvania that will advance that for everyone. And there will be an opportunity, right? People have heard a lot about the Clean Power Plan, that regulations that have come out of the Environmental Protection Agency. And the Clean Power Plan really is focused on getting each state to make their own plan for how they are going to get on that clean energy path at some point in the future. Now, there are some problems with the Clean Power Plan regulations in that they have some loopholes that allow states like Pennsylvania, if they want to have as their quote-unquote clean power, fracked gas. But fracked gas is far from clean power. On the other hand, through the Clean Power Plan, a state like Pennsylvania could really put together a program that does get the state to be entirely supported by clean energy options. So in the next couple of months, we don't know exactly when, Pennsylvania will be issuing its version of the Clean Power Plan. And leading up to that and at that moment in time, we really want and need the people of Pennsylvania to rise up, to go to Governor Wolf and say, we don't want this anymore. It's time to get off the fracked gas, and it's time to get on clean power. And like I said, if he says or any legislator says, oh my gosh, that's not possible, I don't know how to do it, well, the Delaware Riverkeeper Network just released that this expert analysis done by two experts in the industry that lay out exactly how, by the year 2050, Pennsylvania could be entirely supported by clean energy options.
Wow.
So they have no excuse.
No, but the thing is what they don't have is the political will. And this is where the reason,
right,
I keep talking about this and why I think it's so important to talk about renewable energy, even if you don't buy. And this is where I have a conversation with some of my conservative friends who don't buy that climate change is man-made. It's, you know, just how the planet is. Even if you don't buy that argument, the argument of it's just sane and rational to move to renewable energies so we're not depleting a resource and we can do it probably much cheaper and would probably save a lot more money in the long run, that argument seems to play with some of my more ultra-conservative friends.
Yeah, and the truth is, right, like what is wrong with getting supported by clean energy, right? There is no downside. You create jobs, you protect the environment, you do genuinely make your state energy independent. Whereas on the other side, right, if you stay on the fossil fuel path, as you and I both know, if you stay on the fossil fuel path, and if they're wrong about climate change, then the ramifications for future generations is just devastating. And the other thing is that the ramifications for the families and the people and the children who are here today is devastating. I mean, lives really are being destroyed. And it is so disingenuous and so unfair for any legislator, for any individual to say, well, the creation of a job for that person is more important than saving the life of that child or that family or saving the clean energy job of that person, right? It's not a fair trade. And I do just want to point out, and, you know, the Delaware Riverkeeper Network with seven towns brought a legal action that that went all the way up to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and made very clear to everybody that in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we have, under Pennsylvania's Constitution, the right to pure water, clean air, and a healthy environment. And it's a constitutional right in PA that's on par with your religious freedom rights and your right to free speech, your right to bear arms, your private property rights. And we believe and we think the science makes very clear you cannot protect the people's right to pure water, clean air, and a healthy environment and be dependent upon fracked gas the way we are in Pennsylvania. But you can protect all of those rights and create jobs and create the energy we need by getting on those clean energy sources. So it's all up. It's not down to go down the clean energy path. So I never see a genuine, legitimate argument that says, hey, let's stay on dirty fossil fuels and keep hurting people and future generations because I don't believe in climate change. To me, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So I'm sold. How do we get to this world then? What's the path? Because look, I'm a big fan. I think every rooftop should have solar panels. I think every home should be heated with geothermal. I think every opportunity to enhance renewable energy is where we should be going, and we should be investing in huge R&D for better battery technology. There's all of this stuff. How do we get to these places?
Well, in this particular moment in time, I think we're both on the same page. Elections matter. And people have an opportunity in the coming 3 weeks to put into office at the federal level, at the state level, and even at the local level, to put in place politicians who agree and understand the truth, that who embrace the science and the facts and the law and legitimate economic theory, and understand that the clean energy path is what gets us all of these things that we want and need. And to take those politicians that want to keep us suckling on dirty fossil fuels in order to help the industry, time to get them out of office. So, elections really, really matter. We have an election coming up in 3 weeks. Federal level, state level, local level, we have an opportunity to put in office the people who get it. And we'll do the right thing by the people, by the environment, and by future generations. And so everybody needs to do their research. They need to look at the candidates and see where they stand on fossil fuels and the clean energy path. And they need to vote into office people who support clean energy and vote out of office people who want to keep us, you know, stuck on coal, fracked gas, and other dirty fossil fuels.
I'm right there with you. And if you want more information, DelawareRiverKeeper.org would be a good place to start with their latest report on how we get to that energy independence with renewable energy by 2050. 2050 isn't all that far down the road. And I think, look, we've been able to go to the moon. We've been able to do just amazing things. It really is kind of an insult to us as Americans, to the idea that we're this great country, if we can't do something like this.
I'm so with you. That's what I say. If we, most recently, right, if we can be talking about getting people to Mars, surely we can figure out how to make ourselves totally supported by clean energy options.
Yep. I'll bet you if there was oil on Mars, we'd figure out how to get it back.
That's right.
I'll bet you. But anyway, again, DelawareRiverKeeper.org, the website. Just click on Maya's name. It'll take you right there. Maya, it was really great talking with you. I'd love to have you back again sometime.
I'd love to come back. Sounds like we got a lot in common, and we got a lot of really critical issues for Pennsylvania and beyond that we need to be talking about.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Maya Van Rossum. She's the head of the Delaware River Keeper Network, the leader there. You can check out their website, DelawareRiverKeeper.org. Quick break right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Thought back to America. Rick Smith.
Minnesota.